That's an interesting concept. Jerry Bader Show 919. A debate going on Fox Television, Fox News Channel right now, comparing how Texas State Senator Wendy Davis's abortion filibuster was covered by the national media, compared with the way Ted Cruz's speech, which wasn't a filibuster, is being covered by the national media. And he wore tennies and everything. He did, didn't he? Weren't they black tennies that he was wearing? See, the whole country would know that if he were a Democrat. We'd know everything. We'd know every step he took to stay there that long. We'd know everything about it. Now, it's not just left and right. Being a blonde woman gives him an advantage. Her an advantage. He doesn't have. Sorry about that. Her an advantage. He doesn't have. Major pronoun trouble there on my part. But that's a reality. But no, she... Why? Because they would turn into a hero anybody who stood there and spoke for hours on end defending abortion. Anyone would become their hero. And I mean fawning coverage. I'm debating McFeely tomorrow. We're going to have to throw that one past him on his non-media bias garbage. We'll throw that one out there. Mike's, I don't believe Mike is mad at me anymore. I'm going to be on his show this afternoon. I think we're all good. As you know, I've been advocating for let Obamacare collapse under its own weight. The biggest argument that I'm hearing from you is, what entitlement ever put in place has ever been removed, even when it failed? I have a response to that. Actually, Dan Henninger, today's Wall Street Journal, you would almost think Dan listens to the show. Daniel Henninger, let Obamacare collapse. Congress can't kill the entitlement state. Only the American people can. I'd like to share this with you. We will discuss it after the news. What's the GOP's defund Obamacare caucus is failing to see, what it's failing to see, is that Obamacare is no longer just Obamacare. It's about something that is beyond the reach of a congressional vote. As its October 1st implementation date arrives, Obamacare is the biggest bet that American liberalism has made in 80 years on its foundational beliefs. This thing called Obamacare carries on its back all the justifications, hopes, and dreams of the entitlement state. The chances at hand to let its political underpinnings collapse, perhaps permanently. If Obamacare fails or seriously falters, the entitlement state will suffer a historic loss of credibility with the American people. It will finally be vulnerable to challenge and fundamentally change. But no mere congressional vote can achieve that. Only the American people can kill Obamacare. Only the American people can kill Obamacare. No matter what, Senator Ted Cruz, I cannot read today. I almost said Cred Twos. No matter what Senator Ted Cruz and his allies do, Obamacare won't die. It will return another day in some other incarnation. The Democrats would argue, rightly, that the ideas inside Obamacare weren't defeated. What the Democrats would lose is a vote in Congress, nothing more. A political idea, once it becomes a national program, achieves legitimacy with the public. Over time, that legitimacy deepens. So it has been with the idea of national social insurance. German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck's creation of a social insurance system in the 19th century spread through Europe. After the devastation of World War I, few questioned its need. In the U.S., Franklin Roosevelt's social security system was seen as an antidote to the Depression. The public's three-decade support for the idea allowed Lyndon Johnson to pass the Medicare and Medicaid entitlements, even in the absence of an economic crisis. Going back at least to the Brough-Thomas Medicare Commission in 1999, endless learned bodies have warned that the U.S. entitlement scheme of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid is financially unsupportable. Of Medicare, Representative Bill Thomas said at the time, one of the biggest problems is that the government tries to administer 10,000 prices in 3,000 counties, and it gets it wrong most of the time. but change never comes. Medicaid is the worst medicine in the United States. It grinds on. Doctors in droves are withdrawing from Medicare. No matter, it all lives on. All established political idea is like a vampire. Facts, opinions, votes, garlic, nothing can make it die. But there is one thing that can kill an established political idea. It will die if the public that embraced it abandons it. 6 months ago, that didn't seem likely. Now it does. The public's dislike of Obamacare isn't growing with every new poll for reasons of philosophical attachment to notions of liberty and choice. Fear of Obamacare is growing because a cascade of news suggests that Obamacare is an impending catastrophe. What he's saying is people are turning against it not over philosophical and ideological big ideas, but because this thing's going to be a train wreck. Back to Henninger. Big labor unions and smaller franchise restaurant owners want out. UPS dropped coverage for employed spouses. Corporations such as Walgreens and IBM are transferring employees or retirees into private insurance exchanges. Because of Obamacare, the Cleveland Clinic has announced early retirements for staff and possible layoffs. The federal government this week made public its estimate of premium costs for the federal health care exchanges. It is a morass, revealing that the law's underappreciated operational complexity. But Obamacare's Achilles heel is technology. The software glitches are going to drive people insane. Creating really large software for institutions is hard. Creating big software that can communicate across unrelated institutions is unimaginably hard. Obamacare software has to communicate accurately across a mind-boggling array of institutions. HHS, the IRS, Medicare, the state-run exchanges, and a whole galaxy of private insurers and employer software systems. Recalling Representative Thomas's 1999 remark about Medicare setting prices for 3,000 counties, there's already mispricing of Obamacare's insurance policies inside the exchanges set up in the states. The odds of Obamacare's eventual self-collapse look stronger every day. After that happens, then what? And this is the argument that most listeners say to me. Well, then they'll just say we need universal health care. Henninger's response: try truly universal health insurance? Not bloody likely if the aghast U.S. public has any say. Enacted with zero Republican votes, Obamacare is the solely owned creation of the Democrats' belief in their own limitless powers to fashion goodness out of legislated entitlements. Sometimes social experiments go wrong. In the end, the only one who supported Frankenstein was Dr. Frankenstein. The Democrats in 2014 should, by all means, be asked relentlessly to defend their monster. Republicans and conservatives, instead of tilting at the defunding windmill, should be working now to present the American people with the policy ideas that will emerge inevitably when Obamacare declines. The system of private insurance exchanges being adopted by the likes of Walgreens suggests a parallel alternative to Obamacare may be happening already. If Republicans feel they must do something now, they could get behind Senator David Vitter's measure to force Congress to enter the burning Obamacare castle along with the rest of the American people. And we've agreed with that on this show. Come 2017, they can repeal the ruins. The discrediting of the entitlement state begins next Tuesday. Let it happen. Dan Henninger, today's Wall Street Journal, arguing the way to do this is let it take effect and let it collapse, which I have been arguing and with which you have been disagreeing. You can now disagree with both of us in 6 minutes. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American